Hello and welcome to episode 57 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is a review show that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
Alright, so we got Zone of the Enders Dolores 1, or I. I don't know why that's there.
I don't know why it's there either.
I noticed that it's in the show too. Like, when they do like the opening credits and they say Zone of the Enders and they throw it on the screen, the I is there. No idea what that is. No clue. Japanese television series set in the Zone of the Enders universe. That's a video game. The television series was produced by Sunrise, which is not surprising considering Sunrise makes mechs. But it's a little surprising, I guess, because it's not the Gundam show.
Yeah.
But aired from April 7th to April 29th of September 2001, which is really weird. What did they do, like an episode a day or something?
I guess.
That might be wrong.
Or made the whole show and released it an episode every day.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. They released an episode once a day.
Yeah, possibly.
2.5, 3 weeks, or whatever it was.
Yeah, why not?
Most of the events of the story takes place 5 years after the game.
Most of them?
I don't know. I'm reading the plot right now. The events of the story take place 5 years after Zone of the Enders 2167 Idolo. Maybe that's a specific game. The events which were referred to as Deimos Affair. The first 12 episodes take place before the first game, Zone of the Enders.
Okay.
And then the last 14 episodes or whatever it is was supposed to take place after that.
Okay.
But I'm not sure how it also takes place 5 years after something if half of it's split before and after. I don't know. I don't really give a shit.
That doesn't make sense, no. Yeah, for the record, neither one of us has played the games.
Yeah, not at all. I've heard the name.
I've heard the name too, but
I can't remember box art or anything like that.
But I looked up some screenshots of the game, and it just looks like a very mechy game.
Yeah, from the early 2000s.
So it's like, it's not like I even had an interest to go look at it.
Yeah, no, not at all.
So, anyway.
Premise.
Go ahead.
I said it this time. Yeah. No, I said it. You have to do it now.
No, you're the premise guy.
I said premise. You always say premise. So pretty much there's this, he's not a smuggler. He's a freighter, right? The main guy, James.
He's a delivery boy.
Yeah, but he's like a freighter in space.
You're right.
He carries stuff from place to place. Earth to Mars.
Yeah, he's a delivery boy.
And he gets the shipment. He doesn't really know what it is, but he's kind of dumped on it.
That's not really what happened.
Not really, but he gets it.
I got criticized by our friend at work the other day because they were listening to our podcast.
Who?
Sky.
Oh yeah, that's not a friend.
Well,
I hope she listens.
Her and Drew apparently listened to our other friend Drew listened to the podcast.
Yeah, once I told them it's on Spotify, they were like, "Oh, I didn't know that."
Oh, is that where they found it?
Yeah.
But they said they were listening, and Sky was like, "You always talk over Sean and stop and interrupting him."
I probably do the same though.
That she specifically said it about me, so I've been dead. So.
They just like me more. So that's probably why they brought it up. I know I do it to you too, so I wouldn't worry about that too much.
Okay, but
like what you're saying is like minor backstory to him being a freighter and getting this package. It's pretty irrelevant, so that's why I didn't.
Well, it's relevant because he initially says he's not taking the package from the guy.
Yeah,
and then the guy
didn't know what it was or something like that.
Yeah, because the guy betrayed him earlier, screwed him over. But then he gave it to another guy, and that guy gets killed by the main bad guys.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of, it introduces...
All right, I guess it's relevant. Anyway, he gets this package, and he has to deliver it. And it's this giant pink box.
Yes.
And then he starts getting attacked by someone for some reason. I watched that episode like 2 weeks ago.
His spaceship gets attacked by
probably the guy that killed first
one of the guy that looks like there's like seven of them. There's like quadruplets or whatever they are. They all look exactly the same. I'm assuming they're clones or maybe
animation
they're
costs.
No.
Just draw the same guy a bunch of times.
No, it looks like it's plot relevant because.
Probably.
But they never explain it.
No, not at all. So, I know exactly what you're talking about, and they didn't.
So there's like seven of these guys, but one of them attacks the freighter because they want the package.
Yeah, they know what the package is.
And I'm assuming we never really find out, like, the backstory of everything, like, of the world. It's like almost like you need the game to really know what's truly going on here. But
that's kind of interesting, though. If you do play the games and then you also watch this, you're getting the perspective from just a guy.
Because we never really find out who these guys are, essentially. Mm-hmm. But you kind of do. You get an overall idea towards the end. Yeah, there's
someone in the government, I guess. That's what I got a feeling.
Yeah, first of all, it's Mars and Earth. Like, we colonized Mars. Yeah,
they're all on Mars in the beginning of the show.
Are they?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're on Mars.
I thought they were on some kind of space station.
I don't really give a shit.
It doesn't matter.
We're spending a lot of time on this part. He gets attacked, and then the giant pink box turns into a Gundam.
It doesn't turn.
They call it orbital frames.
The box opens.
And she's an AI.
The box opens, and inside is a Gundam. Anyway, she doesn't turn into Rum in the Box.
She calls herself Dolores, and I'm saying she because it's a female.
Well, she is. You know, she's based on a consciousness of a female girl.
That's for later. But the people that made her and the people that want her call her Isis. And it's spelled the same way as Isis, which is hilarious.
Yeah, but this was before Isis.
Oh, of course. It's just hilarious to hear him say Isis over and over again for like the first 16 episodes or so. After that, I don't really think they refer to her as Isis anymore.
No, they refer to her as Dolores. And this is not your typical mech anime, because even though he does get inside the mech...
I was getting to that. My god! It's a female mech that has a cock, and that is where the cockpit is.
Yeah.
He literally gets inside of this almost phallic-shaped,
It's protruding from the crotch.
Between the legs. And it's... Oh, God, that's just weird.
And it's the whole... It's not even just that one. It's all the mechs.
Yeah, they all go in there.
Every single one of them.
In a lot of mech and Gundam animes, they're in the chest.
Yeah.
Some of them, they're in the head. Both understandable. I get that. But to make an appendage,
and it sticks out too. So it's
almost as long as the robot's knees.
Yeah, which makes sense. Which doesn't make sense because it's a really just from a mechanical point of view. The whole cockpit is out in the open.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
You're going to be destroyed if you destroy that one part. It's the whole thing's destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really weird. I don't know why they chose to design it like that. Maybe they're trying to be different.
Right.
But man, yeah, just that's stupid.
But yeah, I mean, the mechs are really not a big part of it. I mean, the one mech is, but she's an AI and she's pretty much her own character.
Yes.
So it's really not a mech anime.
Yeah, and the mechs are just for fights.
Yeah, essentially.
I guess a lot of mech animes are like that, but the ones that aren't are terrible because it's just stupid, shitty mech fights all the time.
Yeah, we'll get to one of those soon.
No, we won't. Anyway, yeah, and then he's trying to get to Earth for some reason.
Oh, he's... Because...
Still trying... I don't know if he's trying to deliver the package. So, like, they're after him, and they're, like, charging with crimes and stuff, and he's trying to,
Hold up.
Maybe he's going to his family.
Stop. I mean, I know it's been 2 weeks for you. But man, you just forgetting major details here.
It was boring.
It was not boring.
Nah, it was pretty boring. I don't like the dialogue at all, and I don't like the writing. Or the voice acting, I should say. Writing and dialogue is the same thing.
I didn't have that problem at all. I actually liked the show. Okay. I forget what I was gonna say. Oh, the ship was destroyed in Earth, and he was outside of Earth's atmosphere, so he had to get down to the planet. He was stranded up there.
Oh, yeah, that was like a whole thing.
Right. And he goes down, and now they think he killed people on his ship, so the whole Earth government is after him, and so he's going and trying to reconnect with his kids.
While trying to, prove his innocence.
Prove his innocence, right. And he's pretty much like a drunkard and a terrible father, and...
They put him like that, but he must have told her to turn over and he leave, because he's a pretty decent father in the actual show.
Right, right, I mean...
They make him seem like he used to be a bad father.
Yeah, and because they say that his wife is dead.
There's a couple funny things about it that I did like. Like, he's a running gag in the show for most of the show, is that he has this book, and it's like how to be a parent for dummies, pretty much.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny. A little tiring at some points, but it was pretty good. I liked
But that even pays off, because they... end up meeting the author of that book later, and he's a terrible father.
It was a terrible episode. It was so stupid.
But it paid off.
It felt like a filler episode. Like, we gotta make this an extra episode long, and we don't have any extra story to put in, so let's throw this in there.
Well, I mean, I guess it could have been paid off as a filler episode, but it kind of paid off in the fact that he was been reading this author. He's not a real father.
Yeah, he was a terrible father.
He just let his kid get thrown in jail he called the cops on his own kid and without even trying to help him.
Probably because he stabbed someone.
Yeah, true. But there was...
I don't call that being a bad dad.
There was extenuating circumstances. He didn't even hear him out, though.
Yes, that's a problem.
He was just like, he got a phone call and says, and he's like, okay, hung up and called the police.
Yes.
So, I mean, they just straight up say that this guy is a bad father throughout. But comes to the realization at the end of the episode, and it's character progression, it's story progression. So, yeah, it might... made a filler. I like the fact that it focuses on the whole family aspect.
I do like that, too.
Like, there's no love interest. I mean...
Not really. I mean, his wife, they find out she's around. Yeah, but that's not really a love interest, because they're already married.
They're already married. And then the kids have...
Like, there's no real arc to that, besides, yeah. Hey, you're alive. Okay, we're together again.
The kids have kind of love interests, but there's twists in that, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, man, we're just jumping around.
Well, the story's weird. They go back and forth between a couple different places. Eventually, they go to Mars.
Well, they spend the first 6 episodes or so on Earth trying to escape.
Get back out of Earth, yeah.
Because now they're on planet Earth and as fugitives, and
you need a ship to get you off.
You need a ship to get off. They're trying to hide this giant mech at the same time who has her own personality with the personality of a 5-year-old.
For the most part.
So, yeah. So that's a big part of the story, is pretty much hit the main character's arc with the mech and her 5-year-old personality, and pretty much grows to see her as a daughter, as part of the family.
Yeah, but she calls him
uncle. Right.
By the way, can we talk about his catchphrase?
What's his catchphrase?
Great Scott!
Is it?
He says it maybe 30 or 40 times throughout the show.
Eh, it does kind of sound like...
He says it so much. How does that not bother you? Oh my god.
I didn't notice.
It bothered me so goddamn much. He says it all the time.
I like
this
show.
Isn't that a Back to the Future thing?
Yeah. It's,
What's his name? I don't know.
I forget his name. How do I forget his name?
Who cares? If people know Back to
the
Future...
They're going to scream at us for this.
I don't particularly like the movie, so...
You don't like Back to the
Future? It's okay. It's not terrible. It's just... Everyone's like, oh, it's so great.
Wow. You're going to get so much hate.
I hope so. Anyway, that and then the one bad guy throughout the show that's trying to capture them the whole time, he always calling him John Carter.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. I get it. But it's like, all right, you're beating a dead horse. You've said it 40 times already. Let it go. Well, and he's saying it until the last episode when he dies.
Well, because he doesn't remember his name.
Can remember his name.
He does it. He calls him John Carter. John Carter from Mars is a book series, if you don't know. So, and he falls in love with an alien. He's an Earthling, gets trapped on Mars, falls in love with an alien Mars princess, and so forth. And the main character is married a Mars girl.
Yes, he's from Earth. She's from Mars.
And apparently Mars and Earth are at each other's throat and don't really like each other, even though there's an alliance.
Which is another really funny thing in the last episode. He, like, has this touching moment.
Oh, right.
Like, talking about coming together. And, oh, God, it's so corny.
This is so full of tropes, but I found it hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. It is full of tropes, but at the same time, it's like, oh, just laugh at it.
Yeah, that's what it was going for, though. That's what I think what the series was. It didn't take itself seriously.
I think the dub might have been going for that. Like, in the way they were portraying their voice acting and everything.
Maybe.
I'm pretty certain if you were reading it, it wouldn't come off that way. Like, from a subbed version.
Okay, but I only seen the dub version.
Well, that's fair, but you also gotta bring it up.
So... Yeah, I mean, if you say so, but I only seen the dub version, and from the show that I watched, it was funny, and I liked it.
It was sort of funny. There's a couple moments I laughed.
And I liked the overall arc of him trying to get his family together.
That was
keeping it together. I liked the development with how the character development with him and the mech and everything.
Yeah, I didn't really care for that.
And how the AI was building itself and became its own character and own personality in person. So, I mean...
Maybe I just don't like older animes.
It's possible.
I don't know.
That's not true, because you like the next one we were watching, and that one was terrible.
That's not too old. That's like 2007, 2008. That was fantastic.
Okay.
Anyway, let's keep going. Yeah, I mean, that's the story.
It's not really... There's a lot going on in this show.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is.
The government's coming after him. Another private organization's coming after him.
What I mean is that... I mean, we didn't cover a lot of the show. That's what I'm saying. We spent, like, 10 minutes on the first 5 minutes, and then...
Yeah. I mean, like, they're going around and doing things, for sure. There's 26 episodes. Things happen.
Right.
It's just not... doesn't feel important in any way, in my opinion. Just don't care about any of it.
Whatever.
Yeah, the ending's kind of interesting. Dolores' AI sort of becomes the AI of the ship.
Yeah.
They didn't do a good job of showing that, but I think that's what it was.
Yeah, she became... Essentially, she sacrificed herself to save
her
the
planet.
She's sacrificing herself.
Her consciousness, too.
The save... Because there's a whole world-ending apocalypse thing coming to Earth at the end because of
and
the Mars Nation had a coup and...
You know what's interesting about this anime and the one we're about to review, Gundam 00? They both have orbital elevators.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
That's pretty funny. I mean, that is a fairly common thing in mechs, but that's in mech animes, but it's still probably only like 10% of them.
Yeah, so it was interesting there, but yeah, I...
Like, the orbital elevator's starting to fall in the last couple episodes, so she has to sacrifice herself to keep it standing so it doesn't fall on just
people. They're fighting the main bad guy and stuff, and it's... I liked it overall, and it was interesting, and I know what it is. This was definitely a show based off of a video game, and this feels like a complete side quest in that video game, and I liked it for those reasons, because there's a bigger world going on. You can feel there's something else going on.
Yeah, it just didn't, for me at least, it
pulled me in because it felt like a personal story, and there was a lot going on there, and I liked it.
You're allowed to like it.
I am allowed to like it.
Anything else you want to add?
No, I think that's good.
My rating for it is probably... Oh, wait, before we do that, this or... What was the other one?
Oh, Zegapain.
Say, oh, this.
This is easily better than Zegapain. The other mech one that we got last...
Jesus Christ, I'd watch this. Watch, next time we're going to get Zoids. Yeah. At least that'll be half decent.
Because I looking through Z, it's mostly mech animes.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know why Z's just chock full of mech animes, but it is, so...
Yeah, it's really weird. I'd give this a 4.
Nah, I like that. I think it's a 6.
I think it's a slightly below average mech anime.
Now, granted, it did... I will point out, it did lose an automatic point for being a mech for me. It wasn't Full Metal Panic where it skirted that line where it was like it didn't lose the point for it, but it still lost the point for being mech.
The Full Metal Panic drew me in a whole lot more, and I cared so much more about it.
And this was just more mechs in space, so it also automatically loses its points there. So,
God, can't wait for the Gundam podcast.
Oh, I'll tell you some opinions in that one.
All right, guys,
hold on. We have to explain that. So we're at the end of the wheel, and at the end of each Z thing, we each pick an anime that watch. Sean goes first, because that's just how it happened to fall last time, so why change the formula? And he gave me 3 choices of what I want, of how I can cut my own, you know.
Cut his own cheese.
Yeah, essentially. My own demise, essentially. What
Gundam, Iron-Blooded Orphans, which is, I think you would have liked that more. This was more mech-y than Gundam Iron-Blooded Orphans.
Mm-hmm.
Iron-Blooded Orphans is more of a story-driven. That being said, we didn't get that. The other one was World Trigger, which is a pretty good shonen anime that, doesn't really... It focuses on a lot of fighting, but the main character never gets stronger. He has to use his mind and tactics to win battles and stuff.
But that,
like that
one was subbed.
Which is fantastic. But yes, it is subbed. They never made a dub out of it. And he just straight up said, no. I'm like, come on, let's just try it. Come on.
Nope.
Swans each toe wet.
Can't do it.
The other one was Gundam 00.
And that, I only chose that one because it was the first one before it was earlier than Iron-Blooded Orphans, right?
Yeah.
If I'd never seen something, I'd like to start from the beginning.
Yeah, it was like probably like 10 years before.
So, I mean, I would have rather watched if I was stuck watching a Gundam, I would rather watch the first series to see where it all started. The
problem is, Gundams are like, oh man, like Gundam is similar to like a Batman story in a comic book form. A new artist makes a new Batman.
No, I got you. I understand
that. So, like,
each
Gundam anime is different.
I got you.
You know what I mean? So, like, you could watch a beginning one from, you know, the 80s, but it doesn't really matter.
No, I understand that, but it's not also like Batman, where you have 70 years of comics you need to catch up on. Like, if Batman started in, like, the 80s, I would have read every Batman comic from the 80s forward, starting at the first one, before starting with the new ones. That's just how I am. I need to start at the beginning.
God, I wonder what the first Gundam anime is.
I think it's just called Mobile Suit Gundam.
We'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
Just to know for ourselves. That sounds interesting.
So, yeah.
But yeah, you got Gundam 00.
So that's what we're gonna do next time.
Which, by the way, is very widely accepted as a pretty damn good anime.
Yay! Well,
apparently not to DJ.
we'll get to that in the actual review of Gundam 00.
Just had to slide that in there. Next episode.
Yeah, Mobile Suit Gundam 00. Gundam 00. Whatever.
00.
Bye.
Bye.